Believe me, most of it was learned the hard way. While I spoke, Detective Galetta paced slowly in front of the big wall board, absorbing the evidence. That's the way to do it. Let the details gather in the corners of your mind, where they'll be when you need them. I could already tell that she had good instincts. Healthy cynicism, for sure, but she was also a listener. It was easy to see how she'd come into her position so young. Now, could she survive this? I said, "Just one more thought. Mary Smith is probably going to be watching what you do. My suggestion is, don't disparage her or her work publicly, at least not yet. She's already playing it as a media game, right?" "Yeah, that's true. I think so." Detective Galetta stopped and looked up at the silent TV images. "She's probably eating this all up with a spoon." My thought, too. And this monster needed to be fed very, very carefully. This lady monster? Chapter 20. It was just after midnight when I finally got back to the hotel at Disney and received some more bad news. It wasn't just that Jamila had flown back to San Francisco. I already knew that much and figured I was in the doghouse again with Jam. When I entered the hotel room, I saw that Nana Mama was fast asleep on the sofa. A cluster of pale blue crocheting was still wrapped around her fingers. She slept peacefully, like a child. I didn't want to disturb the poor girl, but she came awake on her own. It had always been that way with Nana. When I was little, all I had to do was stand next to her bed if I was sick or had a nightmare.